One for All Missouri states that traditional Halloween activities like trick-or-treating or going to parties can increase your chances of catching and spreading COVID-19. However, celebrating holidays can be important during challenging times. Hello, I'm Dr. Brooke Hildebrand-Klubbs, Instructor of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. There are ways to safely keep some Halloween traditions, or you could get creative and wind up with a new tradition that lasts long after the pandemic is over. If you are giving out treats, keep in mind these guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Give out treats outdoors. Avoid direct contact with trick-or-treaters by setting up a station with individually bagged treats for kids to take. Wash hands before handling treats. Wear a cloth face covering. Costume masks are not a substitute. If you will be taking kids trick-or-treating, bring hand sanitizer with you and use it after touching objects or other people. Stay at least 6 feet away from others who do not live with you. Make your cloth face covering part of your costume, but don't put a costume mask on top of a cloth mask, which can make breathing difficult. Consider some fun activities that are alternatives to parties, such as a simple pumpkin carving or horror movie night with the people you live with, or something that can involve more people and might require a little more planning, like a neighborhood costume parade or a spooky movie projected outdoors. For more information on this and other ways to be safe on the scariest night of the year, visit krcu.org.